you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 3rd. Today's word is Weltschmerz, spelled W-E-L-T-S-C-H-M-E-R-Z. Weltschmerz is a noun that is often capitalized and means mental depression or apathy caused by comparison of the actual state of the world with an ideal state. It can also mean a mood of sentimental sadness. Here's the word used in a sentence from Inside Higher Ed by Scott McClemmy. The mad narrator or central figure is in a world that may be experienced as confusing, grotesque, or volatile. Above all, it is private, closed in on itself, unavailable to outsiders. The notion of insanity as a kind of extreme loneliness is good for a wallow in adolescent romantic Weltschmerz, if not much else. The word Weltschmerz initially came into being as a byproduct of the European Romanticism movement of the late 18th and early 19th centuries. A combining of the German words for world, Welt, and pain, Schmerz, Weltschmerz aptly captures the melancholy and pessimism that often characterized the artistic expressions of the era. The term was used in German by the romantic author Jean-Paul, a pseudonym of Johann Paul Friedrich Richter, in his 1827 novel Selina, but it wasn't adopted into English until the middle of the 19th century. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.